Welcome back to a Setter Podcast. I'm your host, Victor, and my co-host, Mark. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. You got any special powers or anything?
Special powers?
We had that eclipse. I don't know. Oh, you looked deep into the depths of the eclipse.
Yeah, no. I mean, I did. It's so funny because, like, I was telling this to my coworker because I was at work when it was going on. Mm-hmm. It's so funny because even if you have, like, glasses for it, at least for me, we always do this dumb thing where, like, we have the glasses, we look at it, and we're like, oh, wow, look at that. And while still looking at it, I decide to take my glasses off as if I'm still going to see it. I'm just like, oh, wow. Like, ah! I'm like, nothing changed.
It was funny. It was like something came out, like, shortly after. It was like there was a Google spike in searches of, like, why do my eyes hurt?
Yeah, I saw that.
I was like, damn, like, y'all are kind of stupid. I didn't even make the attempt to look at it. Everybody was live streaming and taking photos of it. I was like, it's all good. And apparently some parts were, like, cloudy, so it was like nobody could really see it that well. But yeah, that came and went.
Yeah, I mean, I was able to see it. For where I was at, it was cloudy, but, like, there were still some clouds that were kind of parted, so we were able to still see a good amount of it. And yeah, like I said, I was just seeing it, like, slowly go and cover the sun. And I was like, dang, because I don't think I've seen the last one.
We were together on the last eclipse.
Were we?
Yeah. I remember we, like, me, you, and Q, we were recording at your dad's house still. And
sounds very familiar.
And we tried to look around for the glasses at, like, 7-Eleven.
That
and
is
shit,
so
and
true. I remember that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Now that you say that, that makes so much more sense. Yeah. Now. Wow. I remember that, too. We were really going around looking for them, Johns. Yeah, that's hilarious. But my coworker got it from Franklin Institute, so that's a good source. And then my one manager had them, but they were, like, the very flimsy ones, like the very...
Yeah, that's almost I kept seeing, like, the old school movie Jones, like...
Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, I was able to see it. It was pretty cool, you know?
Some people were, like, just getting a glass of water and just seeing it off the reflection of that. I was like, that's smart. I was like, that's a whole lot better than just looking directly into it.
I saw that, too. I was like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Saw some live streams of it. It was cool. But, like, then we also, like, a couple days prior, we had an earthquake. Forgot to mention that shit.
See, when you were talking about, oh, do you have any powers? That's what I low-key went to immediately. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that earthquake. You're like, eclipse. I'm like, oh, wow, that happened too.
I, like, immediately ran to the group chat. I was like, am I tripping right now?
So let me tell you right now what I was going through. Mm-hmm. Where was I? I went somewhere in the morning and then I came back home. I can't remember. Oh, I went to, like, the gym or something with my two friends from church. We went to the gym. Cool. Came back home and then I was just chilling. I ate something. I decided to play the game for, like, a tiny bit. And it was just, like, again, it was so early in the morning that it was just kind of quiet. So everything was just quiet, just chill. And out of nowhere, I just started seeing on my dresser, like, my deodorant and all that stuff just started shaking. And I was just like, what's going on? Yeah. And the next thing, but in my head, because, like, now I live on Franklin Street, the house next to my grandparents, like, that's such a busy street, and the street over there is so bad that, like, usually when cars or most likely trucks come by, the house kind of shakes a little bit. So in my head, I thought, okay, maybe a truck is just coming by. That's why it's acting like this. But, bro, that joint was going on for a minute.
Yeah, it was a
little
longer.
And I was like, okay, there's no way this truck is still going by. Like, yeah. So I really started noticing it, and I literally did, like, a little slight, like, get up. I was just like, like, is everything okay? Like, what's happening? So I, like, literally went out, looked outside. I was like, nothing's happening outside, really. And then I did one of those because, like, everybody in my house was still asleep, kind of. At least my mom said she was, like, trying. I think she said it woke her up. But I did one of those, like, I opened the door and it was real quiet. I just, like, tried to see if anybody else, like, I'm like,
is anybody else reacting to it?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, no. So no one else, like, I guess, felt it. So I'm like, maybe it's just me. A couple moments later, that's when I saw y'all text. And I was like, yo, okay. So it wasn't just me. Like, I felt like everybody else had the same experience. So I'm like, yo, what the heck? But then talking to other people, they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, some people didn't feel it.
Yeah, so I was just like, yo, there was an earthquake. They're like, what are you talking about? I'm like,
okay,
bro, cool. Like, I'm like, yo, y'all not about to make me sound crazy right now, bro.
Nah, it was my day off, so I was, like, still in bed. So I was just, like, on my phone scrolling. And then usually, like, kind of similar to what you said, how, like, if a car's coming past, like, you know, you'll feel it. For my house, it's more so, like, if it's a very, very windy day, like, you kind of feel the impact of the wind.
Yeah.
So I thought it was that, but I was in bed, and then I started, like, rocking side and side a little bit, and I was like, that's not wind. Like, that's the whole crib. And then my phone just went, like, my sister sent me, like, 8 texts and, like, half a second being like, yo, like, what is that? What is that?
Was she at home or no?
She was literally like in her room. She's like, our rooms are like right next to each other. Yeah. So she just sent me like 8 texts, like, yo, like, what's that? Wait, what's going on? Was that her? Like, and I'm like, I came to her room. I was like, I think that was an earthquake. My mom was home too. That was her day off.
Did she feel anything?
I think she like heard us react. I don't think she really felt it because she was knocked out. But my dad was driving. He didn't feel it. That's what happened. Last time we had an earthquake, that's what's happening to me and my sister. We were in a car, so we didn't feel it. And that joint was much lighter.
When was that?
That was like 10 years ago at least.
Okay, because I remember there was like in the one. Summer. I remember there was one a long time ago. This couldn't be the summer then. There was one a long time ago when I was at my dad's place. And there was a couple of people over my house. And again, this is why I'm not sure if I was even in high school yet, but I know a couple of my other friends from obviously high school, my brother's friends, they were over. So I think like Manny, maybe Jeff, I don't know. But like there was a couple of them over my house. And out of nowhere, like my mom starts like texting and calling me. She's like, oh my gosh, are you okay? You're okay? I'm like, yeah, what's up? Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't feel that? I'm like,
nah.
No, what are you talking about? There was
this one was much longer though, I feel like, compared to like, yeah, you know, and I heard staggered, other people say the same thing.
Yeah, it staggered a little bit longer, at least from what I know, because like I don't know. Yeah, it lasted for at least probably like 20 seconds, I guess. Maybe a little bit less, but yeah.
It was like, what was it, like a 5.5 earthquake or some shit like that? It was not nothing crazy for y'all that like actually get earthquakes like that. We get one earthquake like a decade and we start talking about it. I was so ready to throw my TV out the window by like after an hour after it happened because the news was just blowing that shit to the ground. Yeah, so y'all in Cali, y'all got real ones. Nothing fell over. It was just a shake.
It was literally just a shake.
Yeah. Let us have our moments. But that happened.
So funny, bro. I started seeing the memes and they were like, people from like, I guess the East Coast, wherever it was, they were like, reacting to the earthquake and posting stuff. And it was like a table outside and then one chair fell over.
It's like the aftermath. Like,
the aftermath. Just like, yo, that's literally how it was. Because all it was just a little bit of shaking.
But it was just funny. That was like the same weekend, like in the same span of time. So I was like, that's very random. And everybody started doing the conspiracy type shit. But yeah, that came and went. That was kind of funny and that like different. Like it's so funny. You have a plan to like, be like, yo, I'm going to have a chill day. And then your house starts shaking. And it's like, all right, cool.
I honestly didn't know what was going on. Like I said, it literally to me was just like, okay, I thought it was nothing. To then turning into, okay, I'm freaking out now.
Then my basement flooded like the day before that.
Yeah, y'all know what's going on. You got the
plagues. I got all the biblical plagues and shit coming out. I'm going to have wasp in my crib by next week.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
What was it, locust?
Locust. That's crazy, bro.
That shit was mad weird to me. I completely forgot about the earthquake and shit until I brought up the eclipse. But yeah, that was a weird little span of time. Everything's past. We're alive. I still got my vision. I didn't even look at the eclipse. It is what it is. We live to see another day. Also, happened earlier today. I think it's in the group chat. OJ Simpson died. I don't know what to say, like rest in peace or what. Do you think he did it? Let's get it out there now.
I feel like, okay, so I need the evidence back thrown back at me again.
They say the glove ain't fit.
That's the big one.
They said the glove ain't fit because he had the black leather gloves or whatever. I'm gonna go out front and say I think he did it.
I was gonna say.
And other celebrities have said like they've met him. They've been like, yo, like he did that shit.
Well, they would definitely be able to know for sure. I think he probably did, if I'm being honest. Only due to the fact that like, you're that famous, you're going to have a good behind lawyer.
You know?
And like,
who did do it.
Exactly. You know?
And like, also, he wrote the book he wrote?
Yeah.
You don't remember what it's called?
I don't.
He wrote a book called What If I Did Do It? You did it. You did it.
You're kind of making it seem like, okay, let me try to derail everybody from thinking I did it by making a book that
if
said,
I did, if this I was did. What I would do. You did it, bro. It's okay. You could have just stood
everything
shut.
Everything in the book just plans out perfectly. You're just like, dang, okay. How does he know so much? I was like, come on.
If I was to do it, not saying I did.
Not saying I was in there. Not saying I knew what to do, but you know.
It's just so funny because like, because of that case, there was no way of him like getting an actual rest in peace moment like on social media.
Yeah.
Because like my job, like I work in social media for work, but I also work in sports specifically. So I just see all that stuff all day. So I just been seeing nothing but memes. Nothing has ever been like, even from like major pages, it's just be like, oh, like rest in peace, OJ. you know, some place they'll give you like a tribute type of thing. It was like, oh, like this person did this, this, and that. Yeah, it was just rip OJ. I'm not going to say nothing else. Yep. The glove ain't fit.
That's it. That's it.
Because he used to, he was a really good like NFL player.
Yeah.
Like before all this popped off, like he played for the Bills, the Broncos, and had like good career, like a good career. Like he was dominant.
Until
that happened and derailed kind of everything, you know, kind of tarnished the name. So like people don't even talk about that like that anymore.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that's what happens. Yeah. It's like, you got away with the case, cool, but like, which nobody forgot.
Because he did that book, and he was gone for a little bit. I think he did time or something.
He might have did something.
I don't know if it was for that or for something else, probably. But he was like away for a little bit. He came out, and he like did like a little rebirth on social media, and every day he would like make a video, like, hello, Twitter world. And like, he would just talk about shit that's going on.
It sounds like him, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't know he had cancer though. That's unfortunate. Like
I didn't know he had it either. And when I saw that, I was like, "Dang!" Like,
that's unfortunate.
Was I somebody who just like didn't catch that? But
Nobody really knew. It seemed like he kept it private. His family like announced his death after the fact.
That's like a common thing, I feel like, when it comes to a lot of celebrities when they have that.
Chadwick Boseman had the same situation. That's what I was gonna
say. He didn't.
We didn't know until he was gone. Or same thing with like Virgil Abloh.
Yeah, and I feel like that's just a thing that they choose to do, which makes sense. I mean, for OJ, it's kind of like
that we were hearing from him often, but also
exactly. But for other people, I guess it makes sense when they're actively still going on their career because they're just like they don't want people.
They'll make the announcement.
Yeah. Either that, which will make it seem like okay, cool, like. He's either like acknowledging he has it and trying to take care of it. He found it early, you know, sometimes. But then when they feel like, I guess they don't want to, it's more so they don't want people to like constantly be like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Are you okay? It's just like, yeah, look, like it's with me. I can't really do, you know, because the other thing I remember seeing was, it's going to be a kind of turn on celebrities, but I guess not. But Ninja, I know he said
he had found it, but it was super early and they like removed it.
So he was able to get rid of that. So I was like, wow. Because when I first saw that, I was like, yo, like, I don't know why it kind of hurt.
That's
scary. It was just like, dang, like, for all he's like kind of done for the Fortnite community, but like also just himself and just like everybody in a way, I was just like, dang, that's kind of crazy. Like, kids probably look up to that man.
Hell yeah, bro.
And to literally like announce that, I'm just like thinking, like, yo, like, that's gonna be so sad if he goes. So,
a bunch of shambles would have been sick, but
yeah,
like, even despite like, you know, whatever opinions you may have of him, like, you'd never want to hear somebody like that. He's young too.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah,
it's kind of unfortunate, but obviously they caught it early, they removed it and everything's cool, so hopefully nothing comes back. But yeah, that would have been a hurt piece.
Exactly.
You know what's funny, before he like became super, I didn't even know him for Fortnite. He used to play like H1Z1. He used to like snap on people.
That sounds,
and I used to watch his streams then, and that's when he was like not family friendly. I just was like off him for a while, and then he popped back up because of Fortnite, and then obviously all that other shit happened. So kind of crazy to see. But like, regardless, like, somebody who blew up and like you said, did a lot of stuff for just for like content creators and like that kind of space. Like, he got like sneaker deals and shit, and like shows and action figures. And he's like, so
he's a literal character.
Opens the door. Opens the door for a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. I don't know what to even make all that. I mean, but OJ Pass, I saw a lot of memes today talking about him. This one was kind of drawn, but, I don't know what episode of Family Guy was from, but it's like a photo of Peter, like in a dress and like long hair and lipstick. And he was like sad, leaning against the wall in a black dress. And it was like, this is Khloe Kardashian right now. Like, cause you know, that like, speculation that was his pop.
Yeah.
That was her pop. So yeah. RIP OJ. I don't know how y'all feel about him. I feel like, you know what I mean? Dave Chappelle said he felt like he did it. So I'm gonna take his word for it. Cause he met the man personally.
This is true. You have that feeling after you talk to somebody.
Yeah, you could talk to somebody and know, like, not even if you know if they did it, but you can tell if like they're capable of doing something like that.
You
could get that vibe. It's like, yeah, like, something not sitting right with me.
They start
I'm gonna be nice to this guy.
They start pushing you, like, oh, he kind of strong.
Yeah.
okay.
He got a temper.
You
out with him and try. He's like, what the fuck? Oh.
Okay.
OJ.
Yeah, don't worry, man. It's cool. We're gonna get that.
We're not late. We're good, bro. And if we are, fuck it. Like,
yeah, it's cool.
They gonna say to OJ. Yeah, you OJ, like, man. Exactly. The juice.
He's like, yeah, that's right. I am OJ. Yes, I am OJ. Yeah.
Good thing I got my small gloves on me. I always go one size down.
Man, I'll be like, all right, bro. I gotta start recording.
Yeah.
I gotta start recording.
It's
this,
like,
man.
Word.
Yeah, bro. No, bro. I'm just trying to make sure I capture this beautiful moment of this.
I just never, you know, I've been a big fan of yours, man.
And I just said, you know, I thought I had to keep this memory going. So
this man played for Denver, the Denver Broncos, and he was running away from the cops in a Bronco.
Yeah, he did. They said,
the headline was "The Juice is Loose."
You know what's so crazy now that I think about it? They literally have that line for the new Beetlejuice movie coming out.
What you mean?
You know how the new one's coming out?
Oh, that it says "The Juice is Loose"?
When he comes out from the town. Have you ever watched Beetlejuice?
The first one.
Yeah, yeah. But you know how when he comes out from that like town or whatever. Mm-hmm. So when he comes out in the new one to like show that it's like a second one coming out, he comes out and is like, "The juice is loose."
Yeah.
So I'm just cracking
it's
up.
A reference to that, yeah.
So now I'm like, yo, oh my gosh. Everybody's going to probably clown that.
Yeah. There was another thing I saw too, because people were like bringing up old stuff of him, obviously. And I didn't know that this was a thing, but Will Ferrell and what's the one bull's name? You know, in the Bull and Grown Ups, where like him and his kid have like a bad hairline, like, what? Forget his name. He also has that one movie with
which family is it? It's not Chris Rock, right?
No, it's the other black guy in Grown Ups.
The other black guy. Oh, you're talking about the other like group of family that they go against?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I just don't know his name.
I'm about to pull it up now because it's gonna bother me.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
And he got another movie with the bull from Step Brothers. Q knows who I'm talking about. His name is Tim Meadows. This guy.
Yeah.
He has a skit with Will Ferrell on SNL the week after the trial was decided, where it's just like basically him being OJ Simpson and then Will Ferrell being an interviewer, and they're like sidelined and they're covering the game. And you know, like in some points they'll do instant replay.
So this is all the way back then.
This was like, yeah, like the That's 90s, crazy. Like after the same week that the case was decided, that Saturday they dropped this sketch.
Of course, they could have not missed that.
This is when they was cooking back then.
Yeah.
So they were doing sideline reporting for like an NFL game. And you know how like if they do replays, they'll like replay the what just happened and then they'll do like drawing on the board. So they had the overhead view of the people at the line of scrimmage.
Do they still have this up?
Yeah, I could find it for you.
I look, you want to watch that?
So it's OJ and like Will Ferrell, and like OJ's like doing this like the analysis. He's like, yeah, so as you can see here, the running back's lined up here at the line of scrimmage. If the wide receiver does a curl route here and goes out this way, and this receiver does the same thing on the opposite side of the field, and then you see a rush from the front four, this is what you get, and you might be able to get a first down. And the way he drew it, it says, "I did it" on the screen.
Yo, I'm dead, bro. Yeah. You know what's so sad, bro? It's like, it's so crazy how like stuff like this just brings up so much talk again. Like, cause that I'm sure is gonna come up again. Mm-hmm. The whole thing with the Beetlejuice, like all these things are just
all
gonna
references.
All the references are gonna come back, and it's just like, dang, that kind of sucks for him. But at the same time,
he kind of brought it upon himself, though.
Yeah, like, yeah, there's no way you can get away from it. So I'm like, bro, oh my gosh, that's gonna be hilarious, bro. Yeah.
That back then they used to be cooking. I also saw that, I don't know how true it is. There's like certain like film pages though, like, I don't know. A lot of times it might be some things are confirmed you'll hear, and the other things are just like, oh, rumors. I saw one that they're trying to like reboot the Scary Movie franchise.
I feel like I remember seeing
and that. I saw that today, and I like was excited. I'm like, if they could bring back, and the photo that they used was like of the same
original cast.
Yeah.
From the first one?
Second.
That's kind of the same. Yeah. Same.
So I was like excited. I was like, that'd be dope. And I'm like, low key, like, I feel like now, I saw somebody else having this conversation too. We're getting to a point where like, obviously cancel culture was like a big, big thing at one point where like, it was like, you could not do anything without getting caught up. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're kind of, in some ways, reverting back to where some people are allowed to just make the joke and we realize that it's a joke and not take it as serious, within reason, obviously.
Yeah.
And depending on the audience, I feel like they have the chance to like bring this back. And if they like don't give a fuck, I feel like it can do really well. Because the obviously with the Scary Movie franchise, a lot of the stuff they did was like recent news.
Yeah.
There's so much material going on in the world right now that they could just do this so unapologetically that it would work well because the people that love it would still pop up to see it.
Yeah. My thing with that is too, is like, of course, like you can get scared like, oh, like it's not going to do well. We're going to get a lot of criticism because of the things we say. But at the same time, I also feel like we've gotten to a point where we've already hashed out all the sensitive stuff, like, bro, there's no way you can really offend anybody anymore. Yeah. I feel like we've gotten past that point where it's like, okay, we're sorry.
Mm-hmm.
please, everybody, forget if you feel offended. I'm sorry, but I'm just talking about the idea of like, for a movie like Scary Movie, of course, don't just go and blandly do it whenever you want or whatever.
Yeah.
But specifically for a movie that's supposed to be a parody movie, it's like, and it's supposed to basically build off of jokes and, like you said, like current news and stuff like that. Like, you're gonna have stuff that's gonna make you feel uncomfortable. That's what makes it funny.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like we've gotten to that point, I feel like, where we're like, all right, we're already over, like, kind of get over it. We're going to use this to just kind of make some laughs about it. So I feel like it can kind of still work, like you said.
There are ways to do it as long, like, there are ways to make it funny and allow everybody to kind of enjoy it without being, like, destructive. Because there's a ways of, like, doing this stuff where it just, like, paints people in a bad light.
Yeah.
So, like, I trust, if it's the Wayans brothers that are back, I trust the Wayans brothers to do it properly. Because they've been doing it for so damn long and they know how to do it and they know how to be funny.
Yeah.
So I hope that it's true, and I hope that they do a good job of it, and they aren't afraid, and they bring back like Anna Faris and like all the proper people that need to be on it to make it good. And my girl Regina Hall. If Regina Hall's in it, I'm there first midnight release, bro. I love her so much, especially in those movies. But
sweet,
thank you, Lord. Mutilate her white ass and leave.
Yeah, that jacket is tight, son. Nah, I mean,
she was like, if they brought them back and they didn't give a fuck, I would be so happy, bro.
Oh my goodness, bro, I love this.
But like, between like COVID and like elections and just all like Diddy, bro, the Diddy jokes will be flying all throughout the film,
no
bro.
No Diddy,
bro. Like, oh my god, I wish I could be a part of one of the. I would have so much fun.
I would just want to sit in the room.
I would want to be in it in some way, shape, or form.
Of course, yeah, I would want to be in it as well. But just to see them like cook it up, I would just be like cracking up.
Yo, especially the stuff that wouldn't make it, like stuff that they were right up there, exactly. Like, nah, we can't do that. Like,
and I'll still record it just to keep it for myself. But I'll just be sitting there, like I said, just cracking up, even at the things that they like you said, couldn't make it, or they're just disgusting. Like, they'll be all serious and trying to like figure stuff out. I'm just cracking up in the corner. I'm like, yo. Y'all gotta use that.
Because there still are offensive like comics out there that would be down to do that shit, or like just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Or, and that's like, if they just brought like all the Wayans in there, like my wife and kids, like all the, bro, like it'd be amazing, bro. That family's just so good at what they do.
They are.
So, and there's like new people that they could bring in now that would also like do well. Because, you know, they're gonna have to bring in like new faces in a way, but like,
yeah.
It's just like, who's comfortable pushing that line? You know what I mean?
You know what's
like,
crazy?
Would Drewski
too?
Do that? I don't think so. Would DC Young Fly do it? I'm not sure. Yeah, like so. Within reason.
I think so. It's just like, it's also depends on the type of person, because you just said Drewski, and I'm just like,
he plays it safe sometimes. Like, not he tries to avoid getting canceled because he's trying to get that check. He's trying to get them commercials and shit.
Yeah, which makes sense. But if I'm being honest, like, I don't know.
Put the bull Tony in there.
Yo, oh my goodness.
Nah, put the boy Trey Rags in there.
Definitely. You saw that he actually got like praise from Kanye.
Yeah, he like, they had like a conversation
together.
Yeah,
I was like, yo,
that's
like
insane.
Like, exactly. Off of just like nothing. Like, again, just like it wasn't anything I felt like was leading up to it. He was just doing his thing, and out of nowhere, Kanye just
probably came across it. He's like, yo, I'll be thinking the same shit. Kanye resonated with that shit.
Definitely, bro. It was crazy, bro.
Yeah, he's like, that's what you be saying, what I be thinking. Like,
yo, bro. But yeah, like, if he was in it, that'd be lit. Yeah. I would just say with Drewski, like, I he's so hilarious. But like you said, I feel like he plays it safe sometimes.
He's good at safe comedy.
And I feel like they also somehow, I don't know, sometimes I feel like when I see him do stuff that's like you said, commercials or actually more like professional like stuff, like, I feel like they try to make him in a way where he's not himself sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I can feel it.
You kind of just have to be.
Exactly. You know, that's what I wouldn't want.
You know, it'd be a funny role for him in that. To be like, oh, like, how you wake up dead? Like, if he was Anthony Anderson's, like, role, that'd be a good role for him.
Perfect. That's exactly who he needs.
Do some shit like that.
I was.
He would fill that role well.
And you know what I just realized? Wow, I was wondering, like, who was the white guy in the first one? Where was he from? What else was he from? I just realized it's the oldest brother from Malcolm in the Middle. He's the one in that, I think, from the first one.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that's him. But now I just realized.
He's locked up in the locker with Cindy, and she's like, oh, you gotta.
Yeah, that's John.
That's the first thing I think.
I'm cracking up because I didn't even think of that, but now I do. Yeah, that was drawn. Go up a little higher.
Yeah. Or just like the manager from Alvin and the Chipmunks. He's
That's who he's from, bro. I'm like, where else is that guy from? I remember when he was like, how about you I was like, I'm going to go and walk away.
Walk.
How about I give you a hand? Oh, yeah. Drawing, man.
Or like, there's a lot of people like Bobby Lee's of the world. I don't know if you know Theo Von. That's another guy that'd be good for it. Like, there's mm-hmm. comedians I feel like they could do it if they felt like it, because they push for that sure. line all the time. Andrew Santino. Yeah. I don't know. I hope it comes out well. I feel like it's been so long and there's so much material out there. Mm-hmm. Last thing I felt that was out there was really like that. There was like another Wayans movie is like The Haunted Houses.
Yeah.
That was which were like that same type of comedy. It was just more mm-hmm. so like him and damn, what's her name? I feel like disrespectful forgetting her name, but Keisha. Cause she was also in a scary movie.
Who?
Afion Crockett was in it.
Damn, why can't I remember her face that I'm thinking?
Nick Swartzen was in it. Gary Iglesias was in it.
That's true, yeah.
All the like those movies are so hilarious, bro. I know her name.
You know who I would want in it, but probably wouldn't.
Essence Atkins is her name.
What does she look like? If you still have it up. Okay. You know who I would want in it that. Yeah, that makes sense. Who who probably I feel like could do something, but I don't know if they probably would. But Key and Peele.
Oh yeah, if they wanted to. I don't think Jordan Peele would do it anymore.
Yeah,
Key would do something.
Like, I feel like that job would be so funny, bro.
Because Key just kind of, he's still acting, he's still doing his thing. But Jordan's like, I'm a serious director. Rightfully so. He's been making nothing but greatness ever since he stopped doing Key and Peele. Like, he just dropped, what was it, Monkey Man just came out. He worked on that as well.
That's good.
I don't think it's like directed by him, but he worked on it with Dev Patel. So yeah, that's another one. I think like his production company or something worked on it. Yeah. So that's his most recent thing. And like even before that, like Nope and Get Out. And then what was the one after that? Us. I think it was Us. Where it was like the family.
Yeah.
Killed it, bro.
Yeah. But definitely like Keegan, if he was to do it. Yeah.
And they could at least, and even if they're not physically on it, they could write on it.
Yeah.
Like they could be writers for it. They don't have to act in it. If they want to give it to somebody else to like be a new face on screen. Like, but just to have their minds touch it would be great. Cat Williams. I feel like the fact that Cat Williams hasn't been in a scary movie is a crime.
He hasn't?
I don't think so. I can't think of a role. I feel like we would have seen, like, or get brought back up. I don't think I've ever seen him in it. You know what it is, too, though? He's not with, like, I'm going to say this as, like, sensitive as I can, but, like, he's not down with, like, acting gay or anything like that, or, like, acting like a woman, like, dressing as a woman. He made that, like, very clear
in his interview. Yeah.
And, like, some of the comedy in those films are like are that.
That's true.
Because I remember
the
shit with one of the Wayans brothers and the clown and shit. He was basically acting gay for the entire
Yeah.
So like he's not down with that, but like in a pimp sense or something, like he does that shit.
Exactly. In a pimp sense.
If he wants to be a pimp in it, you know, fuck it.
There you go.
Throw Snoop in there. I feel like Snoop belongs in those. Bring Shaq back.
Yeah. That is funny. Yeah, he was in that, John.
Who would be the new Saul? Would they reuse Saw again, like Jigsaw?
Wasn't it the second one, though?
No, I'm saying, but like, if they were to bring that back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put Annabelle in there or some shit. I don't know. I love those movies so much.
Yeah. Probably.
There was another thing I wanted to talk about I completely forgot about with fucking, have you seen this like Neuralink thing that Elon made?
I haven't.
It's like a brain chip that he's installing in people that want to test for it.
Of course.
Yeah. So basically, it's just like, exactly what it sounds like to be able to control like technology with your mind. There was one test subject who did it. I forget his like full name, but he was able-bodied, and then in like the 2010s he got into a car accident. He's like disabled from like the chest down. Mm-hmm. So even before that, I think he did testing with some other company for like have a brain chip for like 6 years. Apparently it was like a world record, but like he was operating with it all this time. So like he speaks and everything cool, but like they're obviously chest down, like he can't move. So he did the Neuralink with Elon Musk, and like he was able to like control a mouse with his mind and shit, and like it was this whole big deal. But it's interesting to think about, because like me personally, I was just like, yo, like that's kind of wild to me, but like would you do it? Maybe not the first one.
Heck no. Yeah.
But like,
bro, we can't even like
the Neuralink 10.
We can't even boot up like the newest Call of Duty for a year without having problems. So like that's where I'm like, bro, maybe like a couple years down the line after it's released, like maybe, yeah. But I wouldn't mind doing it because
really?
I think like that idea of like being able to just, like, of course I would have to know like the limitations or like what it actually can do. Like if I walk in my house, can I like turn the lights on? without touching anything. Of course, we can do that now with our phones, but what if I could just literally go into my house and just, they're on.
Think.
Or, yeah, or if I need to like use the blender or the microwave, I could just without like remembering like, oh, I forgot to, you know, I can just easily do that. So like, yeah. It depends, like certain stuff. Would it make us hella lazy? Yes. So that's the one other thing I don't want though, because as much as I don't want to do the little small stuff, we literally need it in order to us not to become Wally. So I don't want that.
Yeah, that's my thing. Is like, I think that's the point where I feel like I'm gonna start to sound like an old head. Like I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
That and like the Apple Vision, I feel like I'm cool off that.
Yeah.
Like obviously it's cool and like I feel like it's very gimmicky. Like I don't think there's any actual practical use to it. Maybe the Neuralink, if it actually got good, like obviously there's better uses for that, but I feel like it's one of those things like you spend a bunch of money on and then never use. And like, I'm just like, I feel like better off just.
Yeah, know. I feel like it's very situational. Like if there's people who are constantly into some type of like a job where it's like they're constantly like surfing the web and they're constantly like checking up on things, like you're a very busy person. I feel like it could be very beneficial. Of course, you're just sitting your head on something.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like how's it so any different long than just having like.
Yeah, like I don't know. That's up where it just becomes very like if it's just comfortable for you and you feel like it's just faster, like maybe that's why you would rather do that.
Because there's people walking around in public with them on. It's just like, stop being an asshole. Like,
exactly. So that's where it gets a little weird. But like for the regular common person, like it's literally stupid. There's no point for it.
Imagine somebody in Philly walking around with the Apple Vision Pro on their heads.
They're not
going to have it. Yeah.
Like, after a day or an hour of walking outside with it, it's a wrap. Like you better go in the nice neighborhoods. And even then, who knows?
So. Yeah. Shit is wild to me. But yeah, I don't think I'd be able to do it. Maybe farther down the line, like, you know, obviously it becomes more well-known. Because with anything, like, as it gets more, like, more exposed in society, like, people just get more comfortable with it. Like, even now, people are like, oh, like, driverless cars. I would never get in a driverless car. And then, you know, obviously now, there was, like, some places that, like, do it for Uber. Like, I think in LA, you can call for, like, an Uber and it'll be, like, a driverless car. I don't know if they, like, I seen they signed some law to get rid of it at some point.
Yeah.
Because I think one actually like hit somebody, like it malfunctioned and hit somebody. Oh, wow. So there was a whole suit. But like say 20 years down the line or something, like that might be the norm. Like I remember when I was in like still in college, like I had a course talking about this, just like risk and like insurances and shit. Like how he was talking about how like companies in the future maybe like if we continue on this path right now, it's like obviously gas cars and then we're transitioning to like electric cars and like people are like iffy about that. And there's the idea of like a driverless car. And like, and you were saying like, it's basically going to get to a point where like, you're going to get priced out of using a regular gas car.
No, yeah, for sure.
Because the risk of just being in a driverless car is so much less than human error. So they were like, it's going to get to a point where like, if you want to cool, you could drive a regular car like the ones that we see now. But the premium on your insurance is going to be mad expensive because it'll be much cheaper to just trust a driverless car where you're not in control of anything. You know, you're not distracted on your phone or doing whatever, falling asleep. Yeah. So
it makes sense. I mean, it's like that with everything too. Like phones, like we went from flip phones to now these.
To this,
like,
yeah.
It's just like
people were probably initially like, oh, I don't need
exactly.
All that.
And now it's just kind of, it's like when things just slowly get obsolete. Of course, something with a car is like the most, I would say for our day and age, probably like the biggest switchover because we've had literally gasoline cars for
pilotless planes.
That's a little scary. Yeah. But like at the same time, I mean, I
could get like hijacked, but then the cars could get hijacked too.
See, but
because hackers can hack into cars now, like anything with a computer chip, you could basically hack into and control.
The plane thing though, I feel like it's a little bit more comfortable for me only because they have autopilot. There's plenty of times where the like pilot literally doesn't even drive the plane probably for the most part.
Yeah,
it's just
paying attention.
Yeah. But I feel like at that point, that's true. But I feel like at that point, they would, I guess that's what will make it a little bit nervous is, like, people have to put this into their head that probably, like, 8, 7 out of 10 times, your pilot's not driving. But I think what makes you comfortable is the fact that you know they're there.
Yeah.
The fact
and they're landing it.
Exactly.
They are landing it. Cars now have cruise control.
Yeah. That I know for sure. So I think the one thing that will be scary is knowing that, like, is nobody.
Yeah, like what if something goes wrong? How are you supposed to know? Is it gonna be somebody in the ground be like, oh yeah, like somebody has to be there in case something goes wrong.
Exactly. That's the one thing that's just kind of like, yeah. So there's no way stuff like that because like when you're, I feel like, this is weird. I feel like when you're caring about one life, it's so weird.
Of course.
Because it's one life, it's like, okay, whatever.
At least it's just you. Like you're responsible for it.
When you're responsible for like over 30 people.
Yeah, then it becomes a problem because like they're powerless in that situation. Mm-hmm. So it's like they're leaving all their trust up to you.
Yeah. And the only thing I could say is that they have like a secret pilot in there. But then what if you just see something go wrong and somebody's just like, hey, wait,
yeah,
I paid for no pilot. Yeah, like, yeah, why is this guy on here? Give my money back. Meanwhile, they're going down. Like,
there should at least be somebody, because you're going to have like stewardesses anyway and stuff.
Yeah.
What if they got like robot stewardesses?
They just better be making sure that I get all my...
What's the other word for a stewardess? Flight attendant?
Flight attendant, yeah.
Yeah, like what if they like start doing that too? Because a lot of these service jobs are getting taken away by like robots and shit. You go to like certain restaurants, you can get a robot to like bring your shit. You go to Dave & Buster's up by my crib, you can order on your phone, and a little robot brings your food up.
I think I remember I saw that.
Yeah.
One time we went. Yeah.
So if you got you want a plane, there's a little robot just going up and down the
just
aisles.
Give
being
me
like,
the
cookies, sir.
Just give me those Biscoff, biscuits.
Yeah, water.
Biscoff and water.
Sprite.
Yeah.
Interesting times. Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to, but obviously, you know, down, who's to say, you know, 10, 15 years from now, my kids are like, Dad, you still don't got the Neuralink 20? Like, come on, your phone's so old.
Come
it's like, yo,
Dad.
They're trying to control the sun. I'm going to be that dad and shit.
Oh, man, yeah. Technology is just going to be something evolving constantly.
Because I'm trying, like, yeah, who knows what's going to be. Because I would like to think, like, oh, like, you know, I try to stay open-minded.
Yeah.
But then there's also, like, that idea of, like, what if I have my Neuralink and I dive in the water?
True. And I'll
start fucking tweaking out.
Maybe you got water in your ear.
Yeah.
And that Johnson.
I go through airport security. I start, I started looking like Josh when he was on the news.
Yeah.
So that's my thing too. But what if one just like, remember them Samsung phones? They just start blowing up at one point.
I was literally just saying, what if it blows up?
Yeah, what if some shit like that happens? I'm just in an Arby's. Not an Arby's. I would never be in an Arby's. I don't know why I said Arby's.
Arby's? I'm like, whoa, this story already sounds fake.
I'm in a fucking Cheesecake Factory. And I'm like, yeah, can I get the steak?
Can I get the...
Sir? I don't know why I said Arby's. Let's cut it right here. I've been talking for too long. Mark, where can they find you?
You can find me Instagram, Twitter, or Instagram, ETC Marky Mark, Twitter, Marky Mark Victor. Where can they find you, and et cetera?
Find me everywhere at ETC Victor, et cetera. Stuff is at real, et cetera. The email is real, et cetera, at gmail.com. My Neuralink fucking
starting.
Up. Thank you guys so much for the love. We had 2,400 subs right now, on our way to 3,000, on our way to 2 million views on the channel if we're not there already. Appreciate the love on the previous video. You guys showed a lot of love to a lot of comments. We appreciate it always.
Yep.
Look out for the next one. We're coming out with another video soon. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.